Well, Jason, picked up my Sunday paper, picked up the business section, did not like what I read.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Edmundo. I didn't like it much myself. I don't know how you managed over Christmas, but apparently a lot of Las Cruces, myself included, did a little more damage on the credit card than we should have. WalletHub just kicked out a new study that I thought was kind of interesting. And they're looking at credit card sustainability among various cities around the nation. And by sustainability, what they mean is how long is it going to take you to pay it off? What interest rate are you paying? How much is that interest rate going to end up translating into extra charges for you over the course of paying off your card? And they found Cruces, we're about in the 95th percentile, and that's not in a good way. Mm. Average credit card balance for households in Cruces is about $5,800, and that's going to take about 70 months average to pay off the way Cruces pay on average, and that means another almost $3,000 in interest. And you know, we're really not alone. If you look at Alamogordo, they're a little worse, 96th percentile. They've got an average of $6,477 in debt, and about $3,600 in future interest, and it's going to take them about 83 months to pay off. And Deming, they ranked in the 99th percentile, average debt of about $5,000, accrued interest almost the same amount, $5,000, and a payoff period of 135 months. So, you know, we all rely on our credit cards when we need to. I know I had to put some emergency bills on it this year. These things happen and they come up.
Especially around health issues.
Absolutely.
When health issues come around, absolutely, you know, you just have to.
Yeah, or you know, household repairs, anything can surprise you, and that's one of the things that we have credit cards for. But you know, I was talking with the folks here at the university over at the Red to Green Money Management Program, and they were saying that be smart about it, don't use your credit card, and I've done this before myself for consumables. You're out for dinner. It's easier just to put it on the credit card, and then if you can't pay it off that next billing cycle, that dinner starts to get a lot more expensive as the interest racks up. So that's one thing to do. Look for low interest or no interest introductory offers on cards. You can look at transferring a high interest balance to a no interest or low interest card. But the catch there is you've got to be able to pay that baby off before the 18-month is about the longest that you're going to find an introductory offer like that. Otherwise, those interest rates can really be much higher than the card that you moved them from.
Exactly.
So you've got to really be smart about managing it. And then you look down the road, you've got to have good credit. Once you start shopping for a vehicle, for a home, you know, those FICO scores will come back and haunt you on down the road if you're not careful about it.
You know, we recently purchased a vehicle and gave us an opportunity to look at our credit score.
Yeah.
And, you know, we, at our household, we went through a rough patch
several
years ago, and it did catch up with us when we looked at our credit score versus when we had our credit score for when we purchased our house. And, you know, when you hit those rough patches and, you know, you got to work hard to pay off debt so it doesn't affect your credit score.
Yeah.
And we really saw the difference in the 10-year period between buying the house and buying the vehicle and how the interest rate went up as a result of the credit score not being as good.
Right. And, you know, you've got to have some kind of score. So you've got to have credit to get credit, really.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to really maintain it and make sure that you don't let it get out of hand.
Let's move on to the business profile. Talk to me about B.L. Martin & Associates.
This is a little more uplifting than our credit card
story.
Yeah,
let's do that.
Brett Martin, nice guy. He's an interior designer here in Las Cruces. And his business is a little bit different than your average because not only does he do your design work for you, he works with the stuff you've already got, you know, things that you've collected, objects that you like, art that you like. And he kind of helps you declutter, display the things that you have and really like in a way that they're seen and that they pop and that you can enjoy them as well as make your house look better. So local business, nice guy. And if you're like me, you need all the help decluttering that you can get.
And real quickly, the Green Chamber.
Green Chamber. Once again, Carrie Hamlin is looking at the Think Local First program that they've been pushing very hard since they formed. And she's saying that it's a good sign. She's seeing a lot more signs for Think Local First around town. We can't always buy local, but if there's the option, you know, do your best to support our local merchants.
It starts with thinking local first and foremost.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Jason. We'll talk to you next week.
My pleasure.